Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is me, Jonathan Alexander, and I'm here to host our show, Life, Laughter, Happiness. Today, this is a special, normally it's Friday, but we're doing it on a special day, and it's Tuesday, and I think the reason it's Tuesday is because, well, somebody's going to have a birthday soon. Am I right, Dale?
Yeah.
Dale,
so.
You are.
Yes.
Happy early birthday, Dale.
Well, thank you. I hope I make it. Thank you.
Oh, you will make it.
I don't.
You're loved by so many, and I'm excited for you. Birthdays are special. It's your special day, and you have a great birthday, March 21st.
Yes.
Spring.
And, you know, I'm August 21st. I love that number. It's a great number.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, because we have to take Richard to Reno to check out some stuff, so and then we're going to have, there's a buffet, a great buffet at the Atlantis, and it's at Friday the 18th, so that's why I can't do the show.
Yes, and this buffet, you love this buffet, it's special to you. Oh. I'm going to go when I visit you.
I want to ask you this question, Neil. I want to make sure. You said that you tried calling in and you didn't get through because I didn't see your number pop up on the switchboard until now.
It kept ringing, so maybe I dialed the wrong number.
Okay.
Probably.
Okay.
Do the members and the listeners really need to know that, Johnny? God.
Well, no, it's just that I'm
here.
Just curious.
She's here. Could you, let's talk about that later.
Well, because Barbara, it's just that the reason is that if she was having problems, then maybe other people would. That's the only reason I'm bringing this up. Mm-hmm. I mean,
she just said that she dialed the wrong number probably, so there's no problem at all. Everything's working smoothly, and we hope that everybody out there has their prescriptions ready for Dale, which makes it a lot easier. Makes a better reading for you if you have your specific questions ready. Johnny, do you want to give out the show number line, call-in number right now?
The number is 516-531-9874.
Okay? No, Rick, you can't talk over him. Do it again.
516-531-9874.
Thank you. Is there anybody out there?
He didn't say. Psychic Delphi here, everybody. Psychic Delphi here. Welcome to the show.
You are live on the air with Psychic Delphi here.
Hi, who is this?
Hi, Dale. And hi to everyone. Happy birthday, Dale. I know it's coming up, so happy birthday to you. You're so welcome. My name is Patricia, and I'm calling to ask about my twin. It's family related, the question.
What? Where are you located?
In Alabama.
Okay. Hmm. What do you need to know about your twin, honey?
My twin is in a relationship with this lady who seems to who's causing a confusion in the family. We are taking care of our elderly uncle, and she seems to be keeping up a lot of confusion. I just want to know. I know my brother is going to wake up, and I don't know, perhaps. I don't know if he's going to lead this lady, but at least get her away from the home where my uncle is, where she's keeping up all the confusion. When do you see that happening?
What kind of confusion?
She wants to tell him that I am the problem. There's another caregiver in the house. She's trying to run her off by doing little things. And then she's talking to another family member, and that's a sister, about how she feels about myself, the character. Just a lot of confusion. And we're there to take care of my uncle.
Have you talked to your brother, your twin?
Oh, he's not hearing anything. He's now, at first you could talk to him, but now it is almost like he has closed his ears off to listen to what she's saying mostly.
Well, let's, a couple of things we can do. Do you know who she's talking to?
When you say who she's talking to, you mean the family member, the other family member she's talking to?
Other aunt and oh, who is she telling all those people about you?
She's yes, it's a younger sister that she's talking to, and then about not caring for me. And then she's talking to my brother and probably people that she knows. But mostly my concern is not so much he and she and my brother could be whatever they want to be. I just don't want this confusion to continue around the sick uncle. She has her own home, so spend more time there. But she would rather be in the home keeping up the confusion. And again, I know she's going to leave, but I just want to know when you see.
Who has power of attorney?
There's actually a fiduciary involved. So it gets a little deep. There is a new will that's being put in place. But right now.
I'm asking you who has power of attorney over the uncle, who?
There is, and that's what I'm explaining, there is a fiduciary involved over an estate. There's a will that's been put in place as we speak. My brother is looking to be his guardian, but right now he's just the live-in caregiver for the last 8 years since my dad succumbed to diabetes.
I understand this. So is he the live-in caregiver?
He is.
And who are you?
I am his sister, twin sister. I'm the niece. My brother is the nephew. I am the niece, one of the caregivers.
You have nothing to say about it if he's a caregiver.
Well, we're all caregivers.
Well,
we've been hired by veterans.
Okay, then.
So it's three caregivers.
You can talk to the Veteran Society. That's the best you can do. But he's been with them for 8 years, and nothing's going to change. She wants him to get your twin to get all the money or whatever property. So, you know, there's very little you could do. You either call the Veteran Society or you talk to an attorney. I'm not an attorney, so I can't help you there. He will not get rid of this girl. I'm telling you this on your own. He won't get rid of her. So you have very little to say. Do you understand?
Yes.
Henry?
I understand. I don't care if they're together. I don't want him to get rid of her. I just want to know, is he going to wake up to letting her spend more time at her home, and he go over there and spend time with her, and the caregivers that are placed there, you know.
Can you listen? The answer
I'm sorry.
Is you're
sorry.
Talking over me. The answer is no to all of the above. Let him do his thing, but I don't have a time to do a whole reading on you, so I can't do that. But no, you call the Veteran Society if you have a problem and address your problem to them, or call an attorney. That's all you could do. Okay?
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
That's a hard one. I'm not an attorney.
Yeah, but you give great advice.
Has the time affected you, Barbara, at all? The time
oh,
change?
Yes. Completely
oh,
completely off.
Did you know they're
going to
get rid of it?
Huh?
They might get rid of it.
Yeah, I do. Yeah, they're talking about getting rid of the time change. And it's up into the second point. And
yeah.
I hope they have to do.
I walked up to the grocery store and it was closed. I mean, the guy was, he's like, hi. And I go, oh, you're closing early. And he's like, no, I was really off from that time change, you guys.
I'm still having a problem. So is my husband. It's weird.
What about Richard?
He's fine.
Yeah.
He's
a veteran.
Yeah, normally it doesn't bother me, but this time it's been really bad. I feel tired all the time, weak. I don't know what time I'm supposed to go to bed. It's really weird.
Fell down. Maybe that's why. I fell down so hard last night, you guys. Yes, I was going to the kitchen. I was returning a glass. In one hand, I had something else in my other hand. I tripped on something that was on the floor in the dark, flew across the kitchen, and I let go of the glass before I fell down and it shattered everywhere. And Priscilla came running. I was laying there. I smashed my left side, my finger, my elbow, my knees, my hip. I mean, I'm falling too much.
But you know
it
what?
Hurt.
Maybe I was picking up on you. I was busy. I have low energy. I don't know if I was picking up on you or I could have been.
Well, it ran through my mind that you were. I was thinking, I wonder if Dale feels something. Because, you know, that was odd for me to fly across the room and smash a glass and hurt myself. I'm wondering if she's going to feel that at all today. And I think you did.
I did. Because I'm just now coming out of it. How about
me
you?
Too. Well, yeah, but now I feel like I was in a car wreck. You know, when you fall and you brace yourself, now all the muscles have been just ripped.
Yeah.
It was pretty bad. It was bad, yeah. It was a bad fall.
Does Johnny care?
Does Johnny even care? He doesn't say. I hear Richard.
Yes, I care. I was just thinking about it. I mean, you did do this stuff before. I remember when you told me about that.
Falling down the stairs, yeah, but that was a major hospitalization thing. But this is odd, and I fell about a year ago when I was visiting my mom. I got up to fix the blinds, and I stood on her desk, and when I put my hand down, flipped on a paper, I fell off the desk. And she got mad at me. She's like, you are falling all the time. She was mad.
Well, let me ask you a couple of questions.
Okay.
Are you non-visual or a feeler?
I am visual. I'm more visual. I don't know the question. Wait, you said a visual or a feeler? I don't understand.
Yeah, person.
Am I more feeling type of person, in intuition, or visual?
Yes, which?
I would say visual. That's how I remember things, by seeing them. But I am very intuitive. I feel energy a lot. I smell different things. I see ghosts quite often. So
I'm
both.
I'm just like you. And then yesterday,
yeah?
I was feeling terrible. I was feeling weak. I was feeling like I had to go to bed. I took my temperature. I took my oxygen. I was fine. I'm going, what is going on? And today I'm getting a little bit better. But I kind of felt like, who am I picking up on? Because I will get those things where I'm picking up on somebody.
Definitely, it was me. And even by me thinking, I'm wondering if Dale is thinking about me. Isn't that funny, everybody? Wow.
Mm-hmm.
No. Johnny,
wow.
John? Yes. Nobody yet. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to give out the number. It's 516-531-9874.
Yeah, it's because we change days, and I'm aware of it.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's usually Psychic Night Friday. Everybody's getting used to that. I want you guys to know, though, I did send the link to Playboy Playmate.
Me too. Me too.
It's a group page I am the admin for on Facebook, and it's up to over 35,000 members now, Dale.
Wait. Is that what to where?
I sent a link to my Facebook group page, which is called Playboy Playmates, which now has over 35,000 members. I started the group a couple of years ago, and it's just skyrocketing. I mean, sometimes in one day, I'm accepting 300 requests to join. So each one of the posts usually generates 3,000 to 6,000 connections.
Have you said about our show?
I did at 5 o'clock today. I did, and I said, "Playmates, we're offering free readings today." And just tell Johnny you're a playmate. He'll put you on the top of the list. And, hey everybody, don't be shy. We have a lot of playmates that call for you now, don't we, Johnny?
Yes, we do. You don't aware of it. You're not even aware of it, but I think about a week ago, one of them called, and it was...
I am. I just don't say anything, Johnny. I'm aware, but maybe Dale and Richard aren't who they are, because I just want to protect their privacy. Maybe they don't want a Playboy Playmate introduction, you know, when they're calling for their psychic. So I do. Sometimes I don't know. At first it's them, but then I obviously can hear their voice. So that's why. But isn't that cool, you guys, that we're getting the Playmate?
Yes.
I have to tell you, one of the funniest things I've done, it was in Hawaii at the old International Marketplace. We had an aura camera. Okay. You know what that is?
No.
No, it sounds cool, though.
It's a camera that takes a picture of your energy and your aura. Okay? It's a Polaroid. Well, similar to that. And,
I think that sounds cool.
Yeah. Yes. So we did quite well with that. So we're at the marketplace, and that's an area where I'll say it nicely, all the night walkers walk. You know, that's the area of that street in Waikiki where
the
prostitutes, the night walkers walk. You understand what I mean?
I do. The red light. The red light district.
Before they would go out on their call, they would come to me for a tarot reading and see how they were going to do, which is hysterical, but I had a ball doing it.
That's cool.
I had a really good time doing it.
I bet you met some characters.
Huh?
I bet you met some characters.
Yeah, I did. I convinced a lot of the girls to go back home and, you know, help them. And because a lot of them were runaways, you know?
Oh, I know. They're innocent human beings that don't need to be judged. And, you know, I think God put you there to actually help. I'm sure you did help a lot of them.
Oh, I know
path.
I did. I did.
Great.
I tried really hard. But
very
they
nice.
They would come every day that they were going out. And they check with me.
Oh, yeah. They really needed to know. I don't know why they wanted to know right beforehand. Maybe gave them a little inspiration that they needed to get out there and do that. But so that would
That's
be tough
cool.
to live on the street like that.
Oh, and there was something else I want to ask you. I don't know if it's fake news or what, but they said Hugh Hefner had a house other than what his normal house was. For weird things, you know?
They called it the Mini Mansions, and I only heard about it yesterday when I watched that A&E special. I want to tweet out, has anybody, all of these playmates that I know, heard of these Mini Mansions? Because I never have.
Yeah. And I wonder if it was real.
And it's supposed to have started in the 90s, these Mini Mansions, and I know Mark Saganar really well, and I remember when Hef banished him from the mansion. He was his best friend, and everybody found out there was a police investigation on him because they were on the side telling these women that, hey, show me, you know, lift your top up. I will, you know, get you into Playboy. I can bring you to the mansion and introduce you to Hef. I was watching this and I thought, well, why did they do that? Playboy Enterprises has a phone number. Why not call them up? Every single Thursday they had open call. Anybody could walk in and get a Polaroid test by the professionals. I have no idea that they would, you know, believe some man and go off to some seedy place. And I mean, they did bring him up to, they did bring the girls up to the mansion and introduce, but Hef didn't know what they just had gone through to get there. So when he found out, he banished that man from the mansion. And then years later, he let Mark back into the mansion when he went to rehabilitation. I guess he had a big cocaine problem and alcohol problem, and he let him back in.
Wow, because I was just reading this news, and I'm, you know, on the internet, and they said it was like sadist masochists or all kind of weird things that was going on there, and I wondered if it was true.
I really doubt the things like bestiality. I just really doubt that that was true. Plus, it's hearsay. There's no real proof about that. But it was very much different in the 80s. It, believe it or not, it changed. And so in the 90s, I came along in 1992. It was a different place. He was married to Kimberly Conrad Hefner by then, a few years. And so she completely changed it. No weird stuff was going on. So I really feel like I came along. The girls in the 90s were very lucky because it was all about showcasing the women and press. Lots of press, lots of work, and the money was the company was doing really well. So it was different. Each generation was very different with Playboy.
Very unusual. That's wonderful. That's wonderful.
It was wonderful for us.
Richard, did you have any questions?
No. Well, no, I'm taking this all in. Yeah. Yeah, man.
Have you guys been watching that together?
Well, I think what it is that I didn't know. I mean, it's hard to watch something when you don't know how true it is. You know, I mean, I understand that it's a big story, but, like, what it is like, if Barbara, if you say, well, this happened to me and I was in a room, and I would be more likely to believe you. Because you weren't trying to tell it to me to get it on some show or anything. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's
well,
not.
Well, I have to
thing.
Know each thing that you wouldn't believe, because specifically, what do you not believe? Because there's many stories. So I'd have to take one by one. And nobody is asking me. I would like to have an interview. I would like somebody to ask me some questions. If they just got more. Actually, tomorrow I have an interview. I'm going to be on a podcast called Coffee and Rock and Roll and Coffee, something like that. And hopefully I'll be asking questions that nobody's ever asked me before, and maybe somebody's going to find out something really good.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you have an, where do you have an interview?
I've just been approached a lot by different shows to be on because – since the Playboy Playmates is the hottest topic in the world right now. So
yeah,
I'm going to look on my emails, I'll tell you.
I don't know why it's coming back now.
Because of the A&E special.
Oh.
The A&E special is defaming Hef's character big time, and all the Playmates are in an uproar to defend him, and people want to know, just like you guys right now want to know about it. And hey, the Playmates are the key to finding out, so everybody's reaching out and wanting to ask us questions. But don't worry, I'll our show, okay?
That's trippy.
Okay.
I think it's interesting. And I am not saying that these women don't have their stories and experiences, but some of them, I feel, are completely made up because the dates don't match. Like the girl who said she grew up at the mansion, well, she wrote a book, and they have the A&E special. Those producers are coming down hard on this woman now, Jennifer, who it was saying all of this in her book, and they built this special really around this woman. And now the dates are not adding up. Like, oh, this happened in her book. Well, that person wasn't even going up to the mansion at that time. And they're finding many discrepancies with her story. And they're coming down on her about it. So, yes, there's some things that are really completely made up. But there are some crazy stories out there about what has happened in the Playboy clubs with the Playboy bunnies, which Hef couldn't be all around the world at all these clubs all the time. Things were bound to happen. But like I said, the 90s, they shut all those clubs down, and then he started to get the Playboy bunnies back. And then in Las Vegas, where I happened to live at the time, and that was wonderful. But like I said, in the 90s, the security really tightened up, and there was a lot of protection for us. I mean, I used one of Hef's security guards, who used to be a policeman, to go do some background check on this guy I was dating, who was a policeman, and he found out that he was married because I had a hunch. He found out all the truth for me, address, wife, kids, yep, and his police background, which was good. But he was a good person, but he was a married liar.
Well, did you call his wife or what?
I didn't have to call his wife. I broke up with him, and literally 3 months later, this woman was at my front door.
What?
Yes.
Okay. Let me hear this story. What?
What? Yeah. Oh, and I had all the windows open. I was vacuuming on my Saturday, and I was like, oh, a day to myself. And then I hid under the couch, and I think she saw me and heard the vacuum, so I thought, oh, great. And I just knew it was her. You know me. I know things. I knew it was her because she had a full face of makeup, obviously tried to wear something really cute to look fantastic to meet the other woman. Well, she showed up, and I let her in and sat her down and talked to her for about an hour. And she was so thankful because I just told her, look, I broke up with him 3 months ago. And I haven't spoken to him since, but I found out he was married, and I stopped it. And she told me that there was another girl that he was dating, and she was a Playboy playmate, and she did not stop dating him. So she was very thankful. She was a Christian. She told me the marriage was horrible and abusive. I didn't need to hear all that. I was done. I'm sorry this is happening to you, and you have that husband. But it was just a long, drawn-out conversation and question after question. But I did it.
Well, why did you stay married to him?
Still is, and he still calls me from time to time trying to get with me. He is very controlling, and so I keep him away at a distance.
That's bizarre. I mean, I'm not trying to talk to you, but I've had weird situations too, just as a normal person. One day.
Tell us one, but Dale, hold on. Before you do that, you are fuzzy. The connection is not clear.
Oh, what? Oh, I see. Is that better?
Yes.
Well, yeah? Okay. Talk more, and then I'll know.
Okay. Is that
Tell
better?
Us your story. Yeah.
Oh,
yes,
story.
It is.
I've had many situations similar when I was younger. I was flying on a plane, 747 then, and talking to the pilot later on, and he wanted a reading, and he came over to my house. He got a reading, okay? And then, this is in Hawaii, then about a month later, he shows up at my door. I go, what are you doing here? He goes, we had a connection. I go, what?
I'm laughing because you know what you should have said, Dale, is that first of all, I'm psychic, and second of all, if I would have had a connection, I would have known it.
God, it was. I, you know, whatever. It was just like my husband's there; he don't care. Then one of my other, this is an airline pilot. Okay, then another one. I'm driving on the freeway, and this guy in LA, and this guy is flirting with me. Next thing I know, he follows me to my house. And I tell my husband, look out the window. You see that big rig out there? This guy followed me. I'm going, you know, I've had weird stuff happen to me, too. And I always have the question. Yeah, I have a question with the girls that always say, how do you get a man? And I go, my question is, how do you get rid of him?
Rid of
him. You know, it's like, how do you get rid of these guys? I mean, I was very
pretty
when I was
younger.
Once they
know kind of hard.
Well, if they follow you, yeah.
Yeah. My cousin, she was followed all the way into her garage, and she did not know it. And she got out of her car, and there he was standing there. She had a gun under her seat. Her dad taught her how to use a little gun. She pointed it at him, and he got lost real quickly.
More.
Really weird. I have had more problems with men in my life than I know what to do with, to the point of gaining weight on purpose just to get rid of them. I mean,
some
you know,
people do that. So, yes, the makeup artist at Playboy told me she did that. She gained weight on purpose because it was just crazy. And she was the daughter of a Playboy photographer. And but she was one of those magnets like you with that, like that sexual attraction type thing we were talking
sensuality.
About.
Sensuality. Yep.
That, you know, some of my friends have had 6 stalkers where I've had 2, you know. And that's a lot of stalkers to have.
A lot of what? Oh, stalkers, yeah.
Stalkers.
I've had many. And one guy keeps calling me even now, an old boyfriend that I've been with years ago. He's in my book, and his wife died, and he calls me 2 days later.
Oh, wow, that's pretty fast.
That's I said, if you think I'm going to do this, you're out of your mind. I mean, you know, where are you coming from? Then I once had a rabbi who read my book and adored me, and he wouldn't leave me alone. I go, hey, I ain't going to hell over you.
You know? I'm not going to hell over you. That's funny. That's a good line. I like it.
You know, stalkers, I've had my share. That's why I stay very well hidden.
Yes, you do, and nobody has your home address anywhere, do they?
Not to my knowledge, no.
No, that's good.
No.
But they can call you at your home. I don't think that that's dangerous for you. So, because everybody calls you for your psychic readings.
You know, that's totally different. That's why I have Richard, and everybody says, is that your husband? I mean, yeah, Richard's 93. I'm going, hey, what does that make me, you know?
It doesn't matter. Hef was 94. Wasn't Hef 94 when he passed away and he was married to a 26-year-old? So it's likely.
Hef was Hef. Richard's
awesome. Wouldn't you marry Richard if you were not married?
I would marry anybody.
What?
I would not marry anybody.
Married. You would just be single, huh?
Yep. I have been married all my life.
Oh.
I mean, first husband, 21 years. Second husband in my 30-something years. That's enough. It's a lot. And I would like to be with somebody that would just be my friend.
Yeah. Well, at that age, sometimes that's what we need. It's a companion. You know, the sexual thing turns into... that's your companion for life because the need is not there. But I don't think the need for sex ever ends for a man.
Well, it doesn't end for me, that's for sure.
Well, I thought you just said you wanted a companion.
Well, that's different than having sex.
I know. I thought that if you were not married, you would just get married just for a companion. I thought that's what you meant.
But I don't know what I mean. I don't know. You know what? I just don't know.
It's fine. You don't even need to go there. Just making conversation here. It's odd not having any callers lined up. We usually have so many.
I know. It's Tuesday.
No, it's okay.
Yeah.
It's Tuesday. We're having fun. That's all that matters.
We
and
are.
I anticipated mm-hmm. this to happen because it's not Friday.
Yes.
What's the
wild?
What's the wildest thing? What's the wildest thing that's ever happened to you, Barbara? I could do an interview on you in a minute.
Do you want to know the negative? You want to know the negative one?
No.
The positive one?
Uh-huh.
Let's see. The most kind of crazy positive thing that happened to me. Gosh, the negative one is so much easier to remember, though.
That's true.
What would be a great thing to happen that I wouldn't have expected? I just can't think of one. That was weird or crazy. I'm trying to think of one.
I thought of one,
but it's not the craziest one. But I thought of one that's kind of interesting.
Okay.
I was a senior in high school. I was 16, I think. Isn't 17 underage? What's underage to have sex with a guy? 17? I was underage.
21.
Oh, I thought it was like 18. Right. And then if you were
I'm
under
18, sure.
It was considered rape.
You know what?
Oh, anyway,
it's
I
so
was
long
underage.
Ago, I can't. It's so long ago, I can't remember.
Well, we have two other people on the line. Do you guys know? I mean, you should know. Johnny, you should know.
State.
You can't have sex with somebody under what age? You should know that.
Varies
as a man.
From
that's
state
pretty serious.
State. There's different laws.
Yes.
There's
that's
laws
true.
State
that's
state.
True.
You can't, like, some states are maybe 16, some states are maybe 15. You know, you can't.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yes.
It varies from state.
I don't think it's.
Yeah.
I don't think you can have sex with a 16-year-old anywhere. I think it's 17. Well, anyway,
yeah,
you guys,
yeah.
I was underage. Okay. So, well, I can tell my story now. I was underage.
Yes.
And my girlfriend and I were living in Seattle. We drove her over to Tacoma, Washington, to see the magician, David Copperfield.
Oh, really?
And, yes. I was young. David Copperfield was staring at me the whole time. And, of course, we were just, like, looking up to him. He was very famous. I think right after that, he married Claudia Schaefer. Well, he chose me out of the audience in the show. He kept staring at me, and he brought me back up there for the after party. I don't think he knew I was underage. I'm not going to tell you everything that happened, but it was triggering. Watching the A&E special was very triggering because as a woman, you look back at things that happened to you. And when you're young, you're looking at it so much differently. Because after that night, I went home and my friend and I, we did a pros and cons list. Well, why would I stay with my boyfriend in high school? And we put the con on the left and the right. Why I would want to go with David Copperfield and be with him. And we did the pros and cons on that. That's the way I was thinking. Do you think David Copperfield really had any intention of being my boyfriend? No.
Okay.
He wanted to
Let me answer that. He would come up to Tahoe a lot and perform. Okay. And his limo driver was one of my good friends, Rafi. I heard stories like you can't believe about David Copperfield. And yes, he liked younger women. And yes, he would do something like that. And yes, he fought like hell with that Claudia girl. He did weird things. So yes to all of it.
Yeah. So I can see how a young girl could get caught up in something like that. And I had all these rock bands and they were interested in you know, met Mick Jagger and all of that. I have many, many stories. But you think, oh, that was so exciting. But looking back, being this age now, you look back and you're like, I think maybe I was being taken advantage of or used. Or, you know what I mean? And you realize it. I just wanted to make the point that when you're young, you're not thinking the same way you would normally think if you were older with some experience.
You have to look at generations. And in like being in the casino, working as a blackjack dealer, doing everything weird, men, and you got these Brian Epstein guy, and you have these casting couch guy. You know, it's just like, if you do this, and this, I'll do this, and this for you, which was very, very common, you know, in those days. Now, of course, it's not common, and you go to jail. So you can't even flirt now. Nobody knows what flirting is all about in this day and age. I mean, how do you flirt with somebody if, you know, every time you do something, you're going to be arrested? It's a very weird time. Anyway, did you say we had
so much? It happened to me on that golf tournament.
Well, you're very pretty. You're going to get hit on all the time. It doesn't matter. You're pretty as long as you're pretty. And it doesn't matter if you're playing it. You're going to get hit on all the time.
We want to. So when we stop getting hit on, we think, well, what's wrong? But then when we do get hit on a lot, we think, oh, God, they're bugging me.
That's true. You can choose wisely.
So
all right,
we want to be hit on. We really do.
I don't.
Come hit on us.
I get hit on all the time. Today, Richard had the weirdest thing happen to him. This is so weird. I can't even believe it. But Richard, do you still
have
the card?
I haven't figured it out yet.
I don't know what's in the car. We're coming out of a Chinese restaurant, right? On his car was a note, you know, a card.
On a business card.
On a business card. In the back of that, it said, I have my little dog and da-da-da. I sure like to introduce you to Amy, my dog. If you're interested, give me a call. We're going, what the hell is that? And then we turn the card over. And it's a collection.
You don't have
agency.
To say what it was.
It's weird. I mean, I can go to the pool with Richard and three or four ladies go, God, he's got a nice bill. And they all hit on him.
Told you.
And of course,
okay.
He does not look 94.
Okay. Can I have a moment?
Go ahead.
Can I have a moment?
Go ahead.
Yeah, this is for you, Barb. You'll get a kick out of this. When I first joined the University of Washington, about the first or second year, I was teaching photography, as you know from our interview, and also my office was sort of a hangout for all these would-be photographers, and we had some ladies and some guys and everything, and they all wanted to be into it. And one of them sort of became what I call our den mother. And she decided that I should get a Playboy magazine. So she subscribed to the magazine, but it went through a routine. She would get it first. And she said, well, I like to read the articles in there, what they're talking about, whatever they're talking about. He said, and you, Conrad, you get I'll give it to you, and you can look at it. Well, I would get the magazine, and the first thing I'd look at would be all the jokes. And then by that time, I would put it out there for fair game. And, of course, then it became, you know, all the guys and gals could look at it all they wanted to. But it was a monthly thing. And I thought, yeah, well, that's interesting. This, so you'll know the time frame there, Barb. This was about 1970, 71, 72.
Okay.
That really happened. It stuck around longer than that. But the post story to that is this young lady met a guy and that hung out there as well, and then they got married and all this, and I still hear from them all the time. How about that? Okay.
That is awesome. Oh, go ahead.
Do we have any calls or
oh. No, I'm sorry.
No,
none.
I'd like, okay, well, let me talk about Richard, what he just said, because, I mean, that's
okay.
Cool. He shared Playboy. That's cool.
He is so sought after because he's tall and thin. And he still has a great body. He's 93 years old. If I give him a facelift, you'd think he'd be 40.
Yep. Well, thank you. I thought it would be 39.
But the tall and thin, it's so true. My dad gets hit on all the time. He's in his 70s. And he just does. Women like him. And I really do believe that's why. So keep up the diet,
well.
Johnny. Yes, he was getting really thin. Johnny lost 15 pounds because he was coming over to meet me and some playmates, and that's
yeah.
A good idea, Johnny. Stay fit.
And I haven't picked out
be
a date to come over yet, but I do want to come over, absolutely. There's a certain playmate, not Barbara, but a certain playmate that I want to impress. So
around Mother's Day coming. So that will be fun.
I mean, I don't think it's going to be around Mother's Day, but it's going to be probably at a future day. That's all. Just I thought
okay.
It was going to be around Mother's Day. It'll be someday in the future.
That's yeah, it'll cool. Be great weather.
But the only thing I'm worried about, I told Johnny, is to be careful. The war can hamper things, okay?
Yeah.
Well, okay. We'll let that stuff hit you.
What? I didn't hear what Richard said.
Well, I wouldn't, yeah. War or no war. Life, laughter, and happiness. Believe it. I already believe that. Life, laughter, and happiness. If you can keep laughing, you'll get through a lot of stuff.
That's
you know
true,
I mean?
And you'll make it. Don't let anything
make it.
Stop you, Johnny. You've already let so much stop you.
I know.
Yes, it just
which goes. Means, well, that means you're going to be positive. If you're laughing,
yes.
You're being positive. If you're not, you're
yeah,
being negative.
Right.
You start
I'm glad
you
were so mean.
Well, Barbara, you and I, we have so much in common, so many things that have happened to us.
We really
in
have.
Common.
We really
and,
have. I think about you all the time, and, too.
I think about you all the time. And even though I'm not a playmate, I probably could have been. But
oh, yeah.
Yeah, but and it didn't bother me if I would have, you know, but we just have a lot in common.
Well,
yeah,
out.
That mattered. Loved it when
I
you
got a question.
Personality to go with the looks.
What?
I have a question. Can I have a question? For Barb.
Yeah.
Barbara?
Yeah.
Are you writing in the morning?
Yes,
no.
But Richard, I write more at night. I really feel that
oh, okay.
That's when I do it, but I am. Oh, there's so much. And the show helps so much to chronologically put
mm-hmm.
your life in order. And it's
yeah.
So great to have the show and do the show a lot because, oh, you listen to a show and you're like, oh, that, I remember what was going on in my life. It triggers your brain to remember things.
Mm-hmm.
So when I get really ready to put it all together, if there's any discrepancy on when this happened or when that thought happened in my life, hey, I could refer to the show at least for the last 3 years of my life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, that's
okay.
Good.
Like a journal.
It becomes a happy
I listen
habit.
To it more often. I don't know if you tune in when Johnny and I do our other shows, but we're making it a lot more easy with me fine-tuning our YouTubes and
yes.
And connecting everything around together as a circle to get more listeners, and it's really growing. It is.
Mm-hmm.
We're having the most fun we've ever had. We're doing a lot of shows about a lot of high-profile people, especially the Playboy Playmates, since they're the hot topic now. We have 26 interviews.
26, yeah.
Wow.
Great.
Wow.
Mm.
But I've done 500 shows or something. I mean, there's so much content, and that is what people are trying to get is content. We have that. We were doing podcasts mm-hmm. before podcasts were the thing. Right, Johnny?
Right.
Yeah, but have you put it up yet for people to listen?
Well, yes. I was working on my YouTube channel, putting them all up, but all the Playmate shows right now are unlisted because I'm only going to put out one a week. Why give them 26 all at once? I want them to subscribe. Mm-hmm. And so mm-hmm. I am now making YouTube videos of the audio, which are going to be fun with slideshows of the woman's photo. And it's just really fun. I'm learning all about it, how to do editing and make things.
Mm-hmm.
You want to click on something. So the thumbnail, the poster shot is extremely important, and the description of the show, it's a lot of work, but it is needed. So I thank Johnny for doing a lot of the setup with the shows and, you know, the one who said, okay, we have to do a show every day. I better, you know, log on and get that all created. Mm-hmm. I probably wouldn't do it as much. So I love having Johnny, who's just really good at that, and he gets great guests. He's gotten a lot of the Playmates. I don't even have to. Mm-hmm. I put together a really great thing for him to send out, and they just come. It's pretty easy. So work on the next one, Johnny. I'll tell you which one I want next. And he'll go get it. He does. He's very good.
I think that
we have really come to a great conclusion of how to work it, you know?
Yeah. Well, wait, hello, Johnny? Johnny?
I'm here.
Yes? What are you going to do for the show Friday that I'm not there?
Oh.
You're just going to put up one?
Well, I mean, we're not going to put up anything. I guess we could put up a rerun. My favorite, if you really want to know what my favorite show that was of you, the one that I always go back and listen to whenever I want to listen to a good show. You know which one it was? It was the first time Barbara mentioned in the shout out that we had a Roku channel. And it was basically, you know, it was like, yes, and we have a new TV channel. And then you jumped in and you were like, I have Roku. What is all this? And I'll never forget your reaction. You're like, nobody tells me anything. You remember that?
Yep.
That was my favorite one of all of them because it's just so funny.
I think my favorite one is when I talk to Barbara and I get to know her more and more and more and how wonderful she is. And I enjoy that a lot, you know, and I enjoy talking to you, too.
Yep.
Thank you. Me too. It's not easy just to find. You cannot just manufacture that. It either happens naturally and it flows or it doesn't. Don't you think?
Oh, yeah. That's a fact. That's what I learned from Johnny. I mean, he wasn't so much a great comedian. His timing was impeccable. Timing.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
It wasn't
the best.
It was. Every so often I'd write him something and I'd turn around and on the monologue, he would read it, you know, not for me, but I once wrote him, I want a Johnny Carson doll. When you wind it up, it says something. I don't know, you can't touch me or something like that. He put that on his monologue. I was like freaked out, you know. If you touch
cool.
my little boy, I will hit you. You know, I used to tune in the monologue because the shows in L.A. I got to go to all the time if I wanted to, you know?
You know,
that
actually,
was my...
I was going to say something about Carson. You know, my fave, not to cut you off, but one of the things that they loved about him was that some of the greatest shows aren't even ones that are listed as the greatest. There was this one particular show where, and I don't know if I've ever talked about this on the show, but I'll go ahead and say it. He had a girl on who won the spelling bee, and what happened was that unfortunately the girl was like drop dead scared to death. I mean, she was scared to death about coming on. So he, right when he was about to bring her on,
the girl comes on, the mother comes on, and she's basically burying her head into her mom's chest, you know, bawling her eyes out. So he says, okay, we'll bring her on. We'll bring her on later. The only problem was that he had planned like about 15 minutes of airtime devoted to this girl. So, you know, he couldn't do anything. So he sits down, and there starts to be a little bit of chuckle, and he goes, okay, we have about 15 minutes of airtime. And then he went on to announce the next guest. And then he says, boy, you know, our next guest is a so-and-so-and-so singer. And he goes, but I hope to God in heaven she doesn't have laryngitis. And she came out. And what happened was that towards the end of the show, she did come out. And he said probably the classiest thing that he could have said to her. And he said, look, you don't need to feel bad for losing it like you did. You know, we've had people a lot older than you, adults, lose it, you know, before they go on stage. It is not an adult thing that you went through. You don't need to be nervous about it. So, you know, it was the way he handled it, I thought was so perfect and classy, you know. It couldn't be better.
Yeah, well, that's nice. What do you mean they would lose it? They'd get nervous?
What I'm trying to say is that it's not just a kid thing to go on a talk show and then freak out. You know, it's not like some of the little kids do. Adults do it too, is what he's trying to say. That he's had adults kind of lose it on the air just as much as kids do, is what he meant to say.
Yeah, and that's a good thing to say. He was basically a good guy, but he had a lot of quirks, and it's just really different. Mm-hmm. I mean, lots of things happen to him that a lot of people don't know about, you know. But I enjoyed his humor. He would practice jokes up when I was young. If I didn't laugh, he didn't use them. I'm real hard to make laugh.
Cool. You were the test person. You were the joke tester.
No, I'm curious. Oh, yeah. Do you have any idea why he had the falling out with Joan Rivers? Why?
A couple of things. She got on his show. He really liked her. She was very talented. She would fill in for him many times. And then she decided she wanted her own show.
Well, lots of people have done that. That doesn't mean she didn't have falling out with them.
Would you let me finish?
Sorry.
He was her mentor. And behind his back, she went and got her own show. And that's why he got crazy. He just felt very used. He felt very hurt. And he never spoke to her again. What does it tell you when her husband committed suicide? What can I tell you?
Yeah.
That says a lot, I guess.
It says a lot.
You know, there's a lot of reasons. We don't know their exact relationship and words they had between, but hey, if it really pissed him off that much, there was probably a very good reason. And it hurt him when she did that, used him.
And there was a rumor going around for years that he had sex with her. That never happened. You know, so it's just that it's not true. I mean, you know, he had sex with many women, but she wasn't one of them. I can tell you for
that.
She pissed off a lot of people.
And I didn't mean to cut off. I'm just saying what doesn't make any sense is other people. He's had other people that went on the shows and they went on a show. So I was just curious why did it tick? Why
John?
Did it?
Okay, John. Why? That was her mentor. She learned everything from him. He felt used. She went behind his back and got another show. It's that simple and never told him. If she had told him in the beginning, it might have been different.
Plus, okay. Maybe she tried to get on. I have to look it up. At the primetime slot that was, rivaling his show. I'm going to look that up, but there was a very good reason, I'm sure, a lot to it. I was saying earlier when you said what, I said, Joan Rivers, she pissed off a lot of people.
Oh, yeah. She had a very foul mouth, yes. I think
she was on that, the show with Donald Trump. There's something about that where she pissed somebody off with that.
Yes.
Annie Duke.
Oh, see.
Who? What are you guys saying?
Annie Duke was the lady that she had to run in with.
I don't know her.
I don't know her.
She was
a
poker player, and she was on Celebrity Apprentice, and Annie Duke and Joan Rivers really went at it. I mean, she said all sorts of things to Annie Duke, comparing her to Hitler, calling her, just all sorts of other stuff. Nazi, he called her Nazi and all sorts of other stuff. Yeah.
Let's end on a positive note, Barbara.
Okay.
And let's sign off. I'll leave that up to you.
Okay. It's about that time. It is that time, everybody. And it was so fun. Mm-hmm. I like the shows where we talk about various things. I love talking to you guys. And I want you all to write this down right now. It's the contact for Dale Shear this week, 808-372-1816. That's her direct line so you can book your psychic reading and have it done privately for a fee. And you can find out more about our wonderful psychic, Dale Shear, on our website, daleshear.com. And we don't know what we're doing Friday. If you're up for it, maybe we can have a psychic night. Why not, right, Johnny?
Have a what?
Yeah. Well,
psychic
we can't
night,
have,
that's what we call it.
We can't have a
psychic
night,
with Dale Shear.
Yeah, we can't do that.
Psychic night with Dale Shear. That's what we call it, Dale.
Right.
What?
We call
Friday
Psychic Night with Dale Shear. If you don't like it, we can change it.
I think she was suggesting
you do a psychic night this Friday, and you said that you can't do it this Friday, right?
Oh, right, because of her birthday. I'm so sorry. I don't know why I thought that. I forgot. I am so sorry. Dale is having a birthday party. Oh, my God. What was I thinking?
You had a brain fart. I'll forget.
I had one. For sure. It wasn't, you know what? That is since I had my concussion. It's like I know we're not, but yet my brain didn't connect a certain neuron, so I have kept it in a separate compartment. It happens to me a lot, and I do notice this. I am researching it. It's weird, and it's also hard to deal with because it just doesn't work the same. And that is a perfect example what happens to me several times a day. But I will tell you that I've worked really hard on my phone phobia. And today I actually called the doctor's office. Priscilla saw, literally gave me the round, 45 minutes later, four numbers later, no doctor's appointment. Hello. That is why Anxiety City, 45 minutes lost of work time. But I did call, and I answered the phone two times yesterday with people I normally would just say, I'll call them back, but I never do. And so I'm getting better, you guys.
Good. Glad to hear it.
Because of you. Because you're like, get over it. You have no BS.
Okay.
You always have no BS advice.
Barbara, I'm going to suck your energy right now because I need it. So you may feel your energy draining because I need your energy, if that's okay.
It's okay. This hot flash I'm experiencing right now will be worth it. Oh, my gosh. On that note, everybody, follow us on social media everywhere. And that would be Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, you know, everywhere. I'm getting this on LinkedIn and all of that too, but just follow us on The Obvious right now. Anything else, you guys?
No, I can't.
Tend to the fact you might be going through the menopause.
Uh-huh. It's not your fault, Dale. I literally... totally wet right now, and I don't turn on the fan because then people can't hear me as well. But it was gone for a while. I thought it was over, and I think it's coming back. And you know what? I'm not embarrassed to talk about it. I think we should do a show about it and have women experiencing all of their symptoms on it, because it is something, but it doesn't make me feel less of a woman.
I had mine for 30 years, if that makes sense.
Maybe you feel more like a woman.
No. I have another show about it. Okay. Good night, everybody, and aloha. And I'll see
aloha.
You next
we'll talk to you on your birthday, March 21st. Aloha, Johnny, Richard, and Dale.
Yeah.
Good night, everyone.
Aloha.
Great week, everybody.
Good night, everyone.